You're listening to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain, and up next is another episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. to learn from our amazing young scientist in Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class. Without further ado, here is today's episode.
Hi, I'm Gracie. This is Science According to Sixth Graders. I will be interviewing Julian, the expert, about sound waves. So, Julian, what are sound waves?
Oh, sound waves are an invisible vibration that travels through things like air, water, or walls, carrying sound energy from a source to your ear, making the sound wave wiggle, then sending messages to your ear so you can hear.
Oh, that's really cool. My next question for you is, what's the Doppler effect?
Well, the Doppler effect is when the sound or light changes the pitch or color. For example, a siren getting higher as it comes and lower as it goes. Fun fact, the Doppler effect happens every day.
Wow, I didn't think the Doppler effect would happen every day. Another question I have is, why do we get interference?
Okay, so interferences are when one or more waves bump into each other, combining and making a new sound wave. Most of the time, the sound waves either make a louder wave, constructive interference, or the waves cancel each other out, destructive interference.
Wow, that's very interesting. My next question is, how are echoes created?
Ooh, echoes are created when sound waves, like your voice, travel out and hit a big hard surface like a canyon wall or a gym floor and bounce back to your ear to make you hear that sound again.
Amazing. Speaking of echoes, do you know how echolocation works?
All right. Echolocations work like a bat's or dolphin's special sonar where they make sounds like clicks or squeaks and listen for the echoes to see in the dark, murky waters, helping them find food, navigate through the waters, and avoid bumping into things, creating a sound map for their brains.
That's all the questions I have for you today. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I did have a great joke about sound waves, but I don't think you'll hear it.
Thanks for coming and talking to us, Julian. That's a wrap for today. I will see you next time on Science According to Sixth Graders.
Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us this time next week for more incredible science stories from Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And remember to always keep your radio tuned to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain.